All right, we're joined now by the Vikings' second pick of the night. They take Dalvin Cook with their first pick, and then the Vikings come back, and they take a guy who's going to be blocking for Dalvin Cook. It's Pat Elflein. Congrats, man. You're a Viking. Welcome to the NFL.
Thanks. I couldn't be more excited to be a part of the Vikings organization. I'm pumped.
Yeah. Well, you already got a hat on. I like that. That's a good look on you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had this sitting on my counter all week. I don't know why it was sitting there. But I guess it was a good reason. So it was a good sign.
You know, you talk to a lot of teams and coaches and scouts in the pre-draft buildup. So what was it like talking to the Vikings? Did you have any sort of natural feel with them? Are you surprised you wound up here? What are your thoughts there?
I'm surprised. Had a top 30 with the Vikings, like you said, and just had good relationships and good conversations with everybody, so I know that it went well and that I got along with everybody, especially Rick Spielman, the GM. He's fun. He always likes to give me a little crap when he sees me.
Yeah.
But great guy. And, it's just been awesome. And I've never felt like that before getting a phone call, getting drafted. So it was awesome. And I know myself and my family are very excited.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be, from an emotional standpoint, you know, such an overwhelming moment for you guys when you get that call from a team. I mean, you know the call's coming. You just don't know when. But even when it, you know, even though you know it's coming, what were your emotions? Because everyone handles it differently. So what was your emotion?
I mean, luckily it got captured on camera so I can kind of relive. But it's, yeah. I just remember seeing that Minnesota area code pop up on my phone. I was like, I sat in three different places. I had a draft party in my house and not really sure, you know, what was going to happen tonight. You know, waited the whole second round, didn't see anything. You know, sat inside the garage, and I came inside and was sitting in the porch with just a few people, and just felt my phone ring and saw the Minnesota area code and talked to, you know, Rick Spielman, Coach Jim, and it just so many different emotions went through me at that time, and just couldn't stop smiling. It was awesome.
Yeah, I know you have a wrestling background, you know, and then you obviously go and play at a great program like the Ohio State University. Tell us a little bit about what you think got you to this point, one or two things that you think were key for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many great coaches, and like you said, wrestling helped me a lot in high school. Just, you know, competitiveness, toughness, and you know, learning how to really control my body weight and really take ownership of my body. Wrestling taught me a lot.
Yeah.
And then just having great strength coaches in high school and at Ohio State and great teammates really helped me get to this point.
Yeah. You know, everyone's going to ask you about your position because, you know, you basically were able to answer the bell at whatever the Ohio State coaches asked of you. You went there and played it and you played well. So how are you going to handle that coming in as a first-year player? And when you get asked about, hey, what position are you going to play? How are you going to handle that?
Just – you know, whatever the team needs.
Yeah.
I'm there to be, you know, on the offensive line, and I want to, you know, help contribute to, you know, whatever I can. So if it's at guard or center, I can do either. I've got experience at either of them. So
yeah,
whatever the team needs.
What type of guy are you out on the field? Are you a feisty guy? Are you loud? Are you a nose to the grindstone? Don't hear anything from you until the game's over. What type of player?
Yeah, you can say I'm a little feisty on the field.
Yeah.
I got a little switch. I can turn it on and I can turn it off. So when it's off the field, I'm a good guy. But when it's on the field, you know, I'm a different animal. So, you know, try to keep it separate.
Yeah. Hey, I saw, you know, the game against Wisconsin and Michigan State, you know, you played well in a lot of big games this year. You played well with a nose tackle over you. You played well uncovered. What were the keys to you having a good, strong finish to your career?
You know, just – not losing sight of what got me to where I am.
Yeah.
You know, coming back my fifth year, I've had success at Ohio State, and then you know not getting complacent and say, all right, this is my fifth year. I've started 2 years already. I don't need to do this extra stuff. Like, no, this extra stuff is what got me to where I am. I want to keep doing it so I can you know, keep furthering my career and better myself. So not getting complacent, realizing what got me to where I am, and keep doing those things.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I know it's been a whirlwind, shoot, not just last couple days. It's been a whirlwind, like, 12 months for you, probably.
Yeah.
So congrats, man, on being drafted. You're a Viking. You made it all the way through this process, and here you are. We're excited to have you in Minnesota. You're going to be here next week, and that's going to be pretty cool.
I'm pumped. I can't wait.
All right, man. You're going to fit in great here. We're excited for you. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in a few days, all right?
All right. We'll see you.
Skol Vikes, right?
Go Vikes. A Skol Vikes? Is that what
Skol,
it is?
Man. S-K-O-L. Skol. Give us a big Skol, Skol Vikes.
Skol Vikes.
All right, man. See ya.
All right. See ya.